Perhaps love is like a resting place, a shelter from the storm. It exists to give you comfort, it is there to keep you warm. And in those times of trouble, when you are most alone, the memory of love will bring you home.
Perhaps love is like a window, perhaps an open door. It invites you to come closer, it wants to show you more. And even if you lose yourself and don't know what to do, the memory of love will see you through. Some way of living, for some way to feel.
And some say love is holding on, and some say letting go. And some say love is everything, some say they don't know.
Perhaps love is like the ocean, full of conflict, full of pain. Like a fire when it's cold outside, thunder.
If I live forever and all my dreams come true, my memories of love will be of you. And some say love is holding on, and some say letting go.
Perhaps love is like the ocean, full of conflict, full of pain. Like a fire when it's cold outside, thunder when it rains.
If I should live forever and all my dreams come true, my memories of love will be of you.
So far away, doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're just time away. Long ago I reached for you, and there you stood. So far away. One more song about moving along the highway. Can't say much of anything that's new. If I could only work this life out my way, I'd rather spend it being close to you, but you're so far away. Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. Doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah. So many dreams Doesn't anybody stay in one place anymore? It would be so fine to see your face at my door. And it doesn't help to know you're so far away. Yeah, you're so far away. Hey, you're so far
should we support one another in a general sense? Consider for a moment a dispute between opposing parties. Most of us will line up behind one or the other side based on our particular interests, allegiances and values. As much as we may think we're doing the right thing, what if both parties are in error? What if they are both partially correct? Then there's another what if. What if you are right, but the chosen method for establishing change is going to ultimately result in failure? What if the answer is somewhere in between. By taking sides, you may think you are ensuring the best side wins, but in so doing, you are in fact polarizing the situation in your own mind, which may very well prevent you from seeing the truth or reaching the best solution. Taking sides can escalate into power struggles, and power struggles into further disagreement, and even war. If we put aside those forms of support related to any healing process, being more to do with empathy, what about every other kind of support? We like to say, for instance, I support this person because I agree with what they stand for. History, however, is full of leaders who almost always valued and even demanded personal loyalty above everything else. At what point are values compromised in the name of such support? What if I told you it is better to give your support to no one in particular and to never take sides? Is such an apparently hard-line approach better, necessary, or even workable? We need to look for and represent not individuals or indeed even ourselves, but rather we should align ourselves with universal principles and such principles which actually need no support. Have you heard the expression, truth stands alone? It stands alone because it needs no support. In like manner then, the one who claims to represent the truth likewise needs no support and indeed never seeks it. He knows, even in the face of ferocious opposition, what he represents will eventually triumph, and this knowledge is support enough. The weak, uncertain, and also the tyrannical always seek support. But what is the price they demand of you? Universal justice is completely impersonal. For it to operate, it must be entirely free from personal bias. The search for true justice, then, must always be impartial. How this works in practice is quite simple. Insisting that justice will be the guiding principle means you will be able to access and assess all evidence, consider all positions and opinions, no matter what their shade or particular leaning. Even total lies become a valuable source of insight. With such an approach to problem solving, conflict can be replaced by joint effort. Every idea will have value. Opposing parties will no longer be viewed in an antagonistic light, but merely as opposite sides of the same coin. Everyone contributes. Everything is valuable. In the ideal marriage, for example, husband and wife always seek compromise. There is always a willing process of give and take. That is because another universal principle is at work, namely love. When we value love above everything else, finding the most loving solution becomes a paramount objective, and when it is found, everyone wins. No one person knows best. And no one person or single group has all the answers either. When we embrace our differences and recognize them as variables within the collective human experience, then we can benefit from opposing views every time. Our differences become qualities which add to an outcome rather than preventing it by generating bitter rivalries. we still have to exercise discretion and discernment. So we have to approach things with a clear set of impersonal values. This ability to harness the opposites has given us electricity. Oppositions are united and obvious everywhere in nature. The sun rules during the day, whereas the moon is the boss at night. Red and green are chromatic opposites, and yet we see them harmoniously reconciled in the rose bush. Fire and water combine in boiling water, which has great practical value. Lava, liquid earth, the maker of continents, is a union of earth and fire, two great opposites. Taking sides, establishing and reinforcing personal allegiances is entirely counterproductive. What we need to understand is how to blend oppositions into a cohesive, dynamic, united force. Adopting a shared vision is the way to achieve this, but that vision should again be free as much as possible from personal bias. If we seek peace, for example, it should not be that peace which favours the few, but that which benefits everyone. When we align our thinking to universal principles, it does two things. Firstly, it gives us a constant, dependable reference point, a solid foundation applicable in all situations. When differences arise, those principles become the guiding lights rather than personal opinions, and secondly, and perhaps most importantly, the actions we take become the living embodiment of those principles. As individuals, we become the vehicles for them, so they live within and through us in a very intimate way. We become truth. We become sincerity. We become love, and we become justice. They define us, so we understand them more every day, and they become increasingly valuable as a result. People who need support or call for it are trying to strengthen their own position and the belief in so doing it makes them stronger. This is an illusion. Strength comes from within and not from others. A great team is a team of strong individuals. Yes, every team still needs a leader, but that person only remains leader while they adhere to the principles driving the team. Actually, every team member is a leader in his or her own right, fully capable of standing alone. So at any time, any one of them could take on the leadership role. Individual strength is harnessed and multiplied many times over as a unified force of one. This is a far superior group than a mere collection of loyal followers, faithfully supporting one person's viewpoint at the expense of their own thinking. A strong team shines when the going gets tough because the vision is universal, whereas a team oriented to one person is at best a collection of individuals trying to draw strength and validity from the one they claim to support. They only stay united while their leader seems to be winning. Should that leader's vision slip or be found wanting, support can waver and very quickly turn to mutiny. Individuals may from time to time need support, but universal principles need no support. Principles are both guiding lights and an endless source of inspiration, remaining forever true. As individuals move on and are replaced by others, these principles remain the enduring life and strength of the group. They can and must be lived to be understood. And for those who know this, there simply is no substitute and nothing or no one else to whom allegiance can be sworn.
The old hometown looks the same as I step down from the train, and there to meet me is my mama and papa. Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The old house is still standing, though the paint is cracked and dry. And there's that old oak tree that I used to play on. Down the lane I walk with my sweet Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I awake and look around me at four gray walls that surround me, and I realize, yes, I was only dreaming. For there's a God, there's a sad old heartbreak. On and on we'll walk at daybreak. Again I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay me the green, green grass of home.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now, getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from my friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of gear. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. transmission was a 53 and the motor turned out to be a 73. And when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so that it would fit, and with a little bit of help from an adapter kit, we had that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts. But she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, because to type it up, it took the whole staff. And when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style. I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac. Come on. This is a Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile.
Join us again next week for more musings.
Coming.